New Orleans tourism officials kicked off a national bus tour scheduled to stop in regions most at risk from climate change. Those officials linked jobs and coastal restoration. Mark Romig heads the New Orleans Tourism Marketing Corporation. He and others spoke in front of the bus decorated with the pledge, "I will act on climate change." Romig says 78,000 workers in the city's tourism industry, including chefs at the press event, depend on a healthy Gulf of Mexico. Andy says it's just good overall business.
Cleaning up after climate-driven disasters last year cost the average taxpayer over $1,100. That's why we applaud the White House and President Obama's climate plan, which is full of common-sense solutions for meeting our obligation to protect future generations from climate change.
Chef Tommy DiGiovanni from Arno's is calling for support of President Obama's plan to reduce carbon pollution.
It's action I can stand behind, and it's action that I know will support our community.
Louisiana Republicans largely condemn the climate plan as bad for the state's economy because of regulations on fossil fuels. Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu has said she's wary of overregulation. And so far, New Orleans City Hall has not made a statement on the White House climate plan. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.